I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence.
Settled down by Nagby. Played back to Escobar. Just seconds remaining now, folks. Michael Parkhurst on top of the goal mound. Portland does not approach the ball. Parkhurst sends it down the middle. Referee checks his watch. Going to bounce all the way into Antonella. Atlanta, it is over! This city has a champion, and it's Atlanta United, winners of the 2018 MLS Cup Final.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Welcome back into a championship Sunday morning. Oh, my goodness. And you heard that call. Man has a little slice of radio sports broadcast immortality right there. And I tell you what, if you don't get goosebumps after hearing that, man, I mean, there's something wrong with you. That's the final call that seals the victory and a championship for the city of Atlanta and a parade coming up tomorrow. Something we haven't seen in 23 years. And the man who had that call for you. Right now, our very own Mike Conte joins us now on the waitforit.com hotline. Mike, first of all, good morning. Thanks for waking up. Did you get any sleep at all after what you saw last night?
It took a while to fall asleep. I'm in tears all over again hearing that. This has been a very, very, way more emotional 12 hours than I could have imagined. And, man, I mean, it is just absolutely surreal to hear that we are the champions. I almost can't believe it. I'm in tears again.
Yeah,
but thank you for that, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Greg wanted to hook that up for you because you know, hey, that's what it means today. It means a part of a championship, and put it into words, being a part of this season, your first year. And there are a lot of people who've been in broadcast sports for a long time who envy you right now because they can't say they called a championship, and you have.
No, and really, it's not fair. I mean, for me to have that in my first year doing this, it's not fair, and I know it. You know, I was really thinking a lot last night, kind of at the end. I mean, I wanted to try to do as much justice to the moment as I could, but I think who I was thinking about more than anyone are guys who've really become very good friends of mine in this industry, guys like Steve Holman, Wes Durham, Dan Kamal, you know, Dave Cohen at Georgia State, you know, guys who have been doing this way, way longer and at an incredibly higher level than I could ever aspire to be, and they haven't had that opportunity yet. So I hope I did them proud last night with that. I was really thinking a lot about them. I mean, this one's for Steve Holman and Dan Kamal and Wes and Dave Cohen and so many others in this town that haven't had the opportunity yet, because quite frankly, I really believe this is going to be the start. You know, I never believed in a curse, but now that we have one, I think I can say it now. I think this is going to be the one that kind of breaks the dam a little bit, and I'm hoping that over the next couple of years, we're going to have championships and buckets. I don't want to leave out Scott Howard either. That one's for him, too, because he was so darn close last year with UGA against Alabama. So it's for everyone, and I hope everyone enjoyed it, and I hope the fans enjoyed it. Sam, I hope you enjoyed it, too. It was good to be there last night.
Enjoyed it. It was great to be there last night. I had a chance to say hello to you guys during the pregame show. Talk about what this means to your broadcast partner. I mean, you got him to reflect on it some, because you guys didn't go off the air until after midnight last night. But talk about what it means to him. I see him as kind of like a Pied Piper for the sport in this area, and you've had a chance to work very intimately with him.
I'm elated for Jason, and you're going to hear a lot from him over the next couple days on the radio station. We'll be broadcasting from the parade tomorrow. You know, Jason, yes, Pied Piper's a good way to put it. He was kind of my Sherpa this year, guiding me through the very, very steep learning curve of trying to sound somewhat like I knew what I was talking about with soccer, and enormously patient. The thing I love about Jason is his willingness to be as inclusive as anyone as far as, you know, bringing more fans to our sport and making this the big thing that it's become. And you know, Jason, I really mean this sincerely. Jason's, I think, a huge building block of the foundation of Atlanta United because of his work with the Atlanta Ruckus, his work with Soccer in the Streets, which has become an incredibly meaningful program grow the sport in not just inner city Atlanta, but throughout Metro Atlanta and the state of Georgia. And, you know, we were talking about it on Friday. I asked Jason, are you going to cry? He goes, yeah, I might. I didn't really think I'd be the one crying more, but I'm a big ball of Italian emotion, I guess. So it's not surprising to me. But I'm just so thrilled for Jason. I mean, I'm glad he's going to get his moment tomorrow with the parade. We're all looking forward to that. And, you know, he's a big part of this, and the club knows it, too. I mean, Darren Eales knows it. You know, they reach out to him. They reached out to him in the formative days of the club for advice. He was a big, big part of leading them to the television broadcasters that they hired, a big, big part of making the broadcast what it is now, obviously, on the radio. So, you know, as much as this day is for the fans and the players and everyone on the technical staff in the front office, it's a day for Jason, too.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. He's awake, folks. He's awake, folks. Mike Conte, you can follow him.
Sam, I got to do a game in 2 hours. I got to be awake. As soon as I'm done with you, I'm getting in the car and going back to work.
Wow. You can follow him on Twitter at MikeConte929. The Adventures of Mike Conte. As he continues, and this talk first of all also about Arthur Blank, and I mentioned earlier the disappointments that he's gone through, you know, with the other team, obviously with the Falcons and wanting to get them, but this is something he wants to bring to this city so badly, and I had a chance to speak with him briefly on the field last night, and I asked him how's the satisfaction. He said the satisfaction he gets is from seeing the fans, and it goes back to him. It goes back to customer service. And that's something that is paramount with him.
Well, there's something you need to understand about Arthur Blank. He's not doing this Atlanta United thing to make money. This is not something where he's going to make a lot of money, if any money at all. He loves the game of soccer because his wife loves it. His kids love it. His son plays up at Elon. I really think Arthur wants Atlanta United to be his legacy to Atlanta. I don't want to say parting gift because Arthur's going to be with us for many years to come. But I think, you know, as the years and decades go by, this is going to be Arthur Blank's legacy in Atlanta because he wants it to be, because he is very, very serious as well, just like Jason, about growing the game of soccer in Atlanta. And I think all of you would be very, very surprised to know Arthur does not make a lot of money on Atlanta United. I mean, it's a business, but you know, it's more of a passion project for him. And for everyone out there who isn't quite sure if an Atlanta United championship should be placed on the same platter as the Falcons or the Braves or the Hawks, look at Arthur Blank's emotions last night when he was handed the Anschutz Trophy. I mean, it sure looked to me like he was choking back tears. That's as happy as I've ever seen that man. And look, if not for Arthur Blank, there'd be no Atlanta United. There'll be no parade tomorrow. So he deserves to lead that parade. I hope it's the first of many championships for him. I hope it eases the pain of what happened 2 years ago in Houston. And the cool thing is, I really think this does. That's the neat thing.
I think it does, too. I think it does, too. Greg and I talked about that and whether or not it eased some of the pain from that. I think it does. I mean, some of it will still linger always because you were so close. But I think this does, and especially for the fans here in the area. Parade tomorrow. Now, you're going to be in the parade. If people come to the parade, where can they look for you and Jason?
I'm still kind of waiting for some additional details, but I think we're going to be in our 92.9 The Game truck Norris which I think is a like Chevy Suburban.
Yeah.
We'll be in the back. Players will be in the front. They should be. But Jason and I, we're going to broadcast live from the Parade Area Rick and John Show tomorrow at 10 a.m. And, you know, I'll be the fat guy choking back tears in the 92.9 The Game truck, I guess.
That would be great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.